Howdy, howdy, and welcome to Moose Podcast number 429, Broadening the Mind. Wow, what a week. You guys, I can't thank you enough for the outpouring of emails and communications of every level. Thanking me for putting on this podcast. There wasn't a whole lot of questions, just some very sweet, kind, loving content or comments. And I'm touched, and I want to thank you for the outpouring of love. A couple questions that came up that I'll answer for everybody, even though I answered those. And will the podcast be going for another year in 2025? Yes, it will be. The podcast will continue 2025, just like it has, popping up every Monday morning. And thanks for your question. And I'm going to stick around. The content, still going to be me, but I'm going to change up a couple things. One thing is each month I'm going to do kind of a podcast and just photographing a particular species or location or subject. A little more in-depth, you could say, talking about the actual process from planning to execution to results. That's one of the new things that I will bring in 2025. Will I do more interviews? Well, man, let me tell you, most of my peers, they don't sit around much. I'm going to try, but as you can see from 2024, it was kind of scant. So I'm going to keep trying. I've got, at this point, this is kind of, I'm glad I'm sitting down. I've got 6,489 minutes in podcast up there on the web. That's just a tad over 108 hours of conversation. 108 hours. That's just crazy. So I'm going to keep going, and I appreciate you being part of it. Big part of it is my good friends at Bedford, bedfordscamera.com, who, you know, today you've got the 23rd, you've got basically 24 hours, right, to get stuff under the tree, either for your spouses and friends or for you, and Bedford's is the place. Now, depending on where you are, what you want, you can still get, I'm told, items to you by tomorrow, the 24th, but you gotta act fast. Believe it or not, you'll still get the Moose discount even with that rush service. You're gonna pay for the shipping, of course, but you know, Bedford's, they've got it all. Right this moment, I'm actually anxiously looking out the window down the road because I've got a Bedford's FedEx box due any moment. The grip, MBN14 for the Z6-3 being delivered for my good friends at Bedford's, because they've got all the gear and they've got all the expertise and they've got so much time and patience to help us, and they're the sponsors of the Moose Podcast. So give them a holler, ask their queer questions, buy your product either in person, online, or with the phone. You just got to remember, ask for the Moose discount. You will see that 5% after you check out, and it's it's gonna put real money back in your pocket from these incredible people at Bedford's, bedfordscamera.com. A mind that is stretched by a new experience can never go back to its old dimensions. Oliver Wendell Holmes said that a long time ago. It has to do with broadening the mind. As visual storytellers, communicators, artists, we take so much in via our senses, especially visual, and we return that input into concrete photographs that we then share. If that isn't the true broadening of the mind, I don't know what is, but we're starting out, and here we are getting ready to do our New Year's resolutions and planning what we want to accomplish and see and experience in 2025. Something I want to add to that list that you might be preparing is your mind. I mean, think about this for a second. A mind that is stretched by a new experience can never go back to its old dimensions. I mean, that just sums up photographers so perfectly, right? Well, what new experiences can you go after? Well, this is kind of genesis of this is from a question from one of you fine folks. And, well, in a way, they said, you know, Moosh, you're kind of old and been doing this for a while. What's left that would be new to you? Believe it or not, there is a ton. I know that they were referring to photographic, and I'm thinking on a bigger scale, but just going with photographic, let me tell you about one new experience I've had this last week, which might shock you. You should be sitting down, perhaps, but you might have heard a few times that I really like to shoot the ISO in the basement. Why? For so many reasons. The biggest one is the quality of that file that goes to the clients. Things have changed. And embracing change, okay, is kind of what Mr. Holmes was talking about, you know, stretching the mind, new experience. So I was down, as I've mentioned a couple weeks ago, back at the Riparian Preserve at the Water Ranch out in Gilbert, Arizona. It was darkish days. The subjects were constantly moving, and had on the Z6-4 lens, the Z6-3, and I had just come from the Ambassador Summit, which was a glorious event in New York. We had 55 of the North American ambassadors assembled, and well, we're given a lot of and provided a lot of information and a whole lot of things to think about. And getting to the point was high ISO performance of the Z6-3, which I gotta tell you, I'm pretty blown away by it. How much so? Well, stretching myself with a new experience, I shot the whole 4 days at ISO 1600 or higher. Yeah, did you feel the earth just shake? Or at least a couple weeks ago, and shot with the higher shutter speeds, and not so much to capture things tack sharp, because that wasn't an issue, but was to expand how much action I could photograph and the percentage of those images that I would keep. Now, the first question is, people are going to say, what about the noise? Well, the Z6-3 has a very low noise factor. It's absolutely delightful. But yeah, there's some, but it's incredibly simple to deal with. And I'm only telling you this because I've now come back. I've made my 24x30 prints, and I've done all my testing that I do, my own quality assurances, and it's this simple. You grab Adobe Camera Raw. Yep, Adobe Camera Raw. And what you're going to do is, and this is the, here's, you probably not heard this yet, but you're going to open up Adobe Camera Raw, and you go to the very top right corner, and there's a gear. It's just it looks like a gear. There's three items at the top right corner, a box with the arrow, a gear, and two arrows look like they're colliding. So it's like neutrons about ready to explode, and you're going to get this reaction that's going to be put in a box. But anyway, click on the gear. When you do that, the camera raw preferences appear. When you see that, you're going to see this says technology previews. You're going to click on that tab, and then you're going to check the box that says new AI features and settings panel. When you do that, close Adobe Camera Raw, close Photoshop, relaunch it, and then take any file you want, anytime you want, no matter how it's processed. You could bring it into Adobe Camera Raw, go down to the bottom, and now you're going to see a new little thing for denoise. All it is a checkbox. You can click it. I set the string to the 50. That's the default. And it's gonna take care of noise like you wouldn't believe. And here's the beauty. It's going to do it faster than denoise ever has in the past. And I do it first, because otherwise you'll see this little box in the top left corner that will appear sometimes. It says update AI. So let's say you go in and you do a mask. And masking, of course, is AI. Or you do some, let's say, removal of an item, which is AI. And then you come back and hit denoise. Well, you'll have to update that mask and that removal so they're all on the same page. That's all it's doing. Or you hit denoise first, and then you don't have to worry about it. So just on this broadening the mind concept. So I'm using higher ISO. I'm using AI. I'm having a ton of fun. I'm getting great quality, and doing it as fast as these machines can do it, as long as I remember to click. I don't know about you, but I look at a box, I'm going, why aren't you doing something? It's like, oh yeah, doesn't read my mind. I got to actually do the click. A mind that is stretched by a new experience can never go back to its old dimensions. So, am I going to go back to shooting at 100 ISO in the basement? Oh, I'm going to do it all the time. But when it comes to action, boom, I'm going to instantly, without hesitation, crank up the ISO. I guess you could say I joined the rest, but it's a new experience and one that is broadening my mind and possibilities. And that's the beauty of this whole process to think about. Something else I want to bring back to you from the summit. That, well, I don't use 3D autofocus anymore. Don't even recommend it to you. Nope. I do C1 or C2, depending on your camera. And then I change the autofocus box. I want a horizontal box that, like on the Z6III, I should have written this down. Z6III, I think it's 21 by 5. On the Z8, Z9, I think it's 19 by 5. And then I just kind of put it at the top, near the top of the frame. It nails the focus. You still use eye detection. You use for critters or people or aircraft, whatever your camera happens to be. But I'm using that all the time now. It is marvelous. I don't have to move any AF sensor around to where I want. It's magically doing it. So, I mean, here's another new experience that I've had just in a couple of weeks that have definitely broadened the mind to possibilities and, of course, more captures. Well, have you thought about, you know, what could perhaps be in your 2025 list of improvements or things that you might want to do, your New Year's resolutions? How about just perhaps changing your workflow? It could be that simple. It could be blasphemy, but ditching Lightroom, going to Photo Mechanic, and going to Adobe Camera Raw, and spending more time behind the camera than the computer. Could be. It could be, how about going to a new location? There's a couple new locations that I'm now checking out that I haven't, well, I should say new, but I haven't gone back to at least one of them since it's been restored and kind of preserved, and the wildlife is now really kind of thriving. Is there new locations, maybe just around your corner, that you could just, I was so surprised last week. We're in Arizona talking with folks that live in Chandler or Mesa who had never heard about the riparian preserve, and it was just miles from their house. Could be the same thing for you. How about trying a new genre of photography? And every time I think about that or say that phrase, I can't help but think about Joey Terrell and all that he's done with macro, which wasn't his, what everybody thought of him for, and not how he became an incredibly successful photographer. But he just said, what if? And look what he's done with it. New genres. How about finding some new friends? You'd be surprised how going out and shooting with some people you maybe have never thought about photographing with or socializing with, just that experience could in itself, excuse me, make a whole new experience that could, wow, open new doors. And that's, isn't that what photography is really all about? You know, it's an amazing craft, passion, pursuit we have as photographers. Embrace it. As Oliver Wendell Holmes said, a mind that is stretched by a new experience can never go back to its old dimensions. Broadening the mind. You guys have a very Merry Christmas. A Happy Hanukkah. Both starting on the same day, as I understand it. Not that I'm a theologian, but that's pretty cool. Too bad it doesn't happen every year. We don't come together better. But you make it the best. Share it with your loved ones. Enjoy. And remember to make every click your story.
What?
Nope.